Saudi Arabia suspends all oil exports through the Red Sea shipping lane of Bab al-Mandeb. The Saudi energy minister said no crude shipments will pass through Bab al-Mandeb Strait until it's safe. Khaled al-Falih also said Riyadh made the decision after Yemen's Ansarullah forces attacked two Saudi oil tankers in the area. Ansarullah said it fired a missile at a Saudi warship off the western coast of Yemen. The movement's fighters launched missile attacks on Saudi targets in response to Riyadh's war on Yemen. The war has killed over 14,700 Yemenis since it began in March 2015. Let's speak to Barry Grossman. He's an international lawyer and he joins us via Skype from Bali. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Grossman. Now, first of all, the strategic importance of Bab al-Mandeb, taking that into consideration, what does the suspension of oil exports by Saudi Arabia through this shipping lane mean?
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, let's first of all bear in mind that the Strait of Hormuz is by far more important in terms of maintaining the flow of oil and gas via sea to its various marketplaces around the world, with something like a third of all shipments of oil and gas in the world traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, as opposed to the shipping lane at Bab al-Mandeb. Now, what's interesting about this, of course, is that Saudi Arabia's capacity to ship out of the Red Sea as an alternative to the Strait of Hormuz, should tensions continue to escalate between the United States and Iran to the point where shipments to the Strait of Hormuz become untenable, should all of that happen, the inability to ship via the Red Sea, of course, takes on an extremely important dimension. In the short term, though, of course, we should keep in mind that relatively little oil is shipped out of the Red Sea compared to, at the very least, what comes out of the Strait of Hormuz. But the loss of that capacity, bearing in mind that the ability to ship via pipeline, while it could take some pressure off shipments through Hormuz, basically involves its own problems, and the capacity certainly isn't enough. The loss of this shipping route could prove pivotal. But of course, what remains to be determined is what lies behind this. It could, for example, be just a ploy to take some short-term profits in the derivatives market. It could be somehow related to putting political pressure on Sudan, for example. I mean, if it were to turn out that Sudan was also unable to ship via the Red Sea, that would leave Sudan in a very difficult position. It could also be about increasing the cost of oil shipments to China, bearing in mind that China takes about 80% of its oil imports shipped via the Strait of Malacca, with, of course, most of those shipments also originating through the Strait of Hormuz, but also shipments originating through the Red Sea, including all supply from Sudan. And that amounts to about 5% of China's oil imports. So we don't really know what's behind this. But what we can say is, in terms of security of oil supplies, as the United States ramps up its hostility towards Iran and thereby puts at risk the shipping lane via the Strait of Hormuz, this development, which sees the ability of the KSA mm-hmm. to bring its oil mm-hmm. to market via the Red Sea, takes on a very important significance.
Indeed. Now, Mr. Grossman, when you connect the dots the way you've just pointed out, then it also raises the question of how much more destruction are we going to see in Yemen as Saudi Arabia then relentlessly tries to gain control over the port?
Look, I'm almost exhausted speaking about the refusal of the international community, and in particular Atlantic world powers, to even speak about, let alone come to terms with, this belligerent Saudi war on Yemen. This is a war which was illegal in its inception, and certainly illegal in the way it's been prosecuted against Yemen from the start. This is a war that from the start has been supported fully by the United States, the United Kingdom, the United Nations itself, as well as a number of other Atlantic world nations. This is a war which has primarily targeted civilians, all in an effort to back Saudi Arabia's unreasonable, megalomaniacal geopolitical aspirations, to prop up a puppet president who overstayed the term of his presidency without making any plans to call an election, and then resigned and ran away. It's unacceptable. The death toll keeps being racked up higher and higher. The suffering is incomprehensible. And the Atlantic world's corporate media cartel remains, for all intents and purposes, entirely silent about the matter. So we don't know, really, how long this is going to be permitted to continue. What we do know is that there's an unholy alliance between the United States, its Atlantic world allies, and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, all in pursuit of their various national interests, and which has resulted in Atlantic world powers, led by the United States, being more than willing not only to turn a blind eye to Saudi Arabia's crimes against Yemen, but to actively support them.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Barrett Grossman, international lawyer, joining us via Skype from Bali. Mr. Grossman, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.